Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Alexander is our guest, our new friend, author of the new book, Lead Like a Black Belt, Transform Your Leadership Style. We're talking about his black belt in martial arts experience, his experience as a business owner, blending those together and coming up with a leadership perspective that we can all benefit from. Scott, thanks again for being here. ScottMAlexander.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the website. So, and I'm sure the book's available all over the place, including Amazon.
Yeah.
So, talk to us some more about the when you in your business, as you go through your day and you apply leadership, talk to us about what you think you feel that the martial arts have prepared you, have put a foundation under all of that, and that we can learn from.
Absolutely. So here's where I think that the 30-second version of that is, it's the end state of leadership is the same end state as the journey of martial arts. And that end state is, I call it intentional instincts, right? So when you watch two black belts fighting and they're not thinking about what their next move is, they're just responding. And it looks instinctual. And so, but when you unpack that whole process that those two people that have been training for 15 or 20 or 30 years, what they've really done is train those instincts. And they've done it in a way that was intentional for them. And so leadership is the same thing. When somebody walks in and asks you a question, when you're in a situation in a meeting, when you're whatever it is, leadership becomes a state of being, and that state is intentionally instinctual. And so what are you doing every day to build your leadership to the next level? What are you practicing physically, emotionally, health-wise? What's driving your leadership to the next level? And that process becomes a state of being, not an end goal, but a state of being.
Well, and one of the things that I pointed out earlier this week in another interview, and I guess I've talked about it quite a bit over the years, is that you know, leadership isn't in the cornerstone of your professional life. It's not even in the foundation of your life. It's the footing under the foundation. Everything you do, whatever task, whatever discipline, whatever project you work on, has leadership components. It's everywhere, isn't it? And if you can't,
it is everywhere.
If you don't understand the concept of leadership, if you aren't aware that I need to apply leadership in this thing I'm doing right now, then it's going to be less than in my opinion,
less than it could be.
Exactly, no question about it.
And the thing about leadership is, and I think the challenge we have right now is that we have a tendency to confuse leadership because we use it. What do we call people who are politicians? We call them our political leaders.
Yeah.
Well, they may or may not be a leader.
Most of them are.
Right? So we confuse the term leadership with success.
Right.
Or we confuse the term leadership with innovation. So just because somebody innovated doesn't make them a leader. Just because somebody made a lot of money doesn't make them a leader. When you think about, here's the thing that I always do when I talk with audiences is everybody can remember a horrible boss they worked for. But it's really hard sometimes to think of a boss that really mattered. But we can think of a coach or a teacher or a parent or a grandparent. That person changed the trajectory of our lives. That's leadership, right? But we tend to think in terms of leaders as the founding fathers or Elon Musk or whatever, whoever it is that comes to your – but true leadership is your daily, everyday, every moment interaction with yourself and with the people around you.
Well, because
that's
leadership,
how you create
leadership
change.
is not a monolithic thing. It's built, it's constructed from a number of facets of character, like courage, like discipline, ethics, morals, what you stand for.
Respect.
That's exactly those. That's what makes up. And so if you bring that kit bag of characteristics that leadership is in the leadership bag, if you bring that to every discipline, then you're gonna have a better result in everything you do.
Absolutely. And in business, I talk in terms of, you know, leadership and management. And so managing is what, you know, when you manage all of the variables on your spreadsheet, then you create you achieve goals and you create profitability. When you lead, you help people along their journey. You empower people, right? And so those people become your internal marketing force, your internal innovation force. And so when you add those two together, you create powerful companies.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is that you don't have to be, you also don't have to be the owner of the company to be a leader.
No.
And this is what owners, this is what leaders do. And this is what I know you guys do in the martial arts is you bring other leaders along. You train other people to be leaders.
Absolutely. You create within an organization, you create a culture of leaders.
Yep.
In the martial arts, it's everybody's job, right? I'm the fifth degree black belt and I have a second degree who's helping me teach. And we have a brown belt and a blue belt and a yellow belt. There's a brand new person starting today.
Everyone's
responsibility to work with that new person.
I have a pink belt with a noodle cluster, Scott.
Yeah,
I'm working on my brown belt. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Lead Like a Black Belt. That's his book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.